The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. Hi, good morning, and welcome into the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff. I'm Steven Serta. Let's get you caught up around the league on Thursday, October 21st, as we make our official turn to Week 7 of the National Football League. NFL Daily Kickoff is brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code SBNNFL for a special offer when you sign up. That's code SBNNFL, only at the DraftKings Sportsbook. The Denver Broncos travel to Cleveland tonight for Thursday night football. Denver Broncos quarterback Teddy Bridgewater is questionable for Thursday night with a foot/quad injury. Same goes for offensive tackle Garrett Bowles and safety Caden Stearns. And while the Broncos hope that Teddy Bridgewater can give it a go, they certainly aren't in as bad a shape as the Cleveland Browns are right now. Browns quarterback Baker Mayfield assured the media he would in fact play on Thursday night against the Denver Broncos after suffering a dislocated shoulder in Week 6. But unfortunately for Baker, Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski confirmed on Wednesday that Case Keenum is going to get the start for the injured Mayfield. Mayfield had started all 51 games of his career since becoming the Browns starter in 2018. But the team did add it's possible Baker could be available the following week against the Pittsburgh Steelers. They just didn't feel it was worth the risk with the quick Thursday night turnaround. Now, for the rest of the Browns' injuries. Okay, hang on, let me catch my breath, because it's a lot. All right, let's go. Wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr., defensive end Jadeveon Clowney, right tackle Jack Conklin, left tackle Jedrick Wills, center J.C. Treader, defensive tackle Malik Jackson, linebacker Malcolm Smith, and linebacker Mac Wilson are all listed as questionable for the Cleveland Browns on Thursday night. So by my count, the Browns could be without their starting quarterback, starting wide receiver, both starting tackles, and both of their star running backs, Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb, who were also ruled out earlier in the week. Been a bit of a disappointing season for the Cleveland Browns, and they desperately need a win to stay above 500. I really hope you picked up D'Ernest Johnson in your fantasy leagues, because he might be in for a heavy workload on Thursday night. Now that we got you prepared for Thursday night football, let's see what else is going on around the NFL. According to Aaron Wilson, the Texans are continuing to discuss a potential trade of Pro Bowl quarterback Deshaun Watson to the Miami Dolphins and are maintaining hope of hammering out a deal with the AFC East franchise. If the Dolphins do, in fact, pull off the blockbuster trade, it's still up in the air as to whether or not we will see Deshaun Watson on the field this season. Sticking with the Houston Texans, former pass rusher Whitney Mercilus is expected to sign with the Green Bay Packers, also according to Aaron Wilson. The Packers have been struggling on the outside all season with several injuries. They've seen Za'Darius Smith land on IR with a back injury. Preston Smith also left last week's contest with an oblique injury, so the Packers definitely need some pass rush help, and they'll get it in the veteran Mercilus. Green Bay head coach Matt LaFleur also confirmed star tackle David Bakhtiari returned to practice for the first time since tearing his ACL late last season. Green Bay is currently sitting at 5-1 in an absolutely loaded NFC, but help is on the way. Some other key injuries across the league that you want to keep an eye on as we go through the Thursday injury report. Buffalo Bills tight end Dawson Knox, who broke his hand on Monday Night Football, did have surgery. He's expected to miss a few weeks as the Bills head into their bye week. Philadelphia Eagles designated tight end Tyree Jackson and safety Kevon Wallace to return from injured reserve. And tackle Lane Johnson, who had missed the past three games for the Eagles due to personal matters, returned to practice. The Baltimore Ravens designated tight end Nick Boyle to return from injured reserve. Latavius Murray, Sammy Watkins, Jimmy Smith, Tavon Young, Justin Houston, Bradley Bozeman, and tackle Alejandro Villanueva are all banged up headed into Week 7. Houston Texans head coach David Coley confirmed Davis Mills will start Sunday versus the Arizona Cardinals, and they're hopeful Tyrod Taylor will be able to return soon from his hamstring injury. Chiefs head coach Andy Reid did confirm that tight end Jody Fortson, who suffered a torn Achilles this past Sunday against Washington, did in fact have surgery. Hope is that his recovery timeline will land him back in Kansas City next season. Wide receiver Tyreek Hill's dealing with a quad injury, linebacker Anthony Hitchens a tricep injury, and guard Joe Tooney got the day off on Wednesday just to rest that broken hand that he's dealing with. Chiefs did get a boost as defensive end Chris Jones and cornerback Charvarius Ward returned to practice. The Indianapolis Colts designated All-Pro guard Quentin Nelson to return from injured reserve. He can now practice, and the team has a 21-day window to activate him. And speaking of the Colts, the Seahawks claimed former Indy quarterback Jacob Eason off of waivers. They reportedly spoke with Cam Newton as they continue to try to stay alive in the loaded NFC while Russell Wilson is recovering from finger surgery. 49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan is optimistic quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo will be able to start Sunday against the Indianapolis Colts. Niners fresh off of a bye week, Jimmy Garoppolo did sit out the last contest with that calf injury. Patriots linebacker Dante Hightower, cornerback Jonathan Jones, and defensive lineman Deatrick Weiss did not practice on Wednesday for the New England Patriots. Kicker Nick Folk and guard Shaq Mason, as well as linebacker Kyle Van Noy, were all limited. The Los Angeles Chargers are expected to sign wide receiver Andre Roberts. Roberts was just released by the Houston Texans earlier this week. Washington football team signed Chris Blewett to the active roster and released longtime kicker Dustin Hopkins. The Carolina Panthers have dropped 3 in a row after starting 3-0 on the season, but they got a boost on the way as former Patriots cornerback Stephon Gilmore returned to practice for the first time this season. Gilmore had been on the physically unable to perform list with the Patriots prior to being traded to Carolina. In case you missed it, the players of the week for week 6 of the NFL on offense in the NFC, Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott, defense Rams safety Taylor Rapp, and special teams kicker Matt Prater for the Arizona Cardinals. In the AFC, who else? Titans running back Derrick Henry on offense, on defense Steelers linebacker TJ Watt, special teams kicker Matthew Wright for the Jacksonville Jaguars, who helped give Urban Meyer the first win of his NFL career. That's it for the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff on Thursday, October 21st. We ask that you subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show, and preferably while you're there, leave a kind rating and review. Stay right here for the look ahead with RJ Ochoa and Rob Stats Guerrera as they get you prepared for Week 7 in the NFL. I'm Steven Serta. I'll talk to you guys on Friday.